Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Michaels. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Michaels. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schuelt moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schuelt scores. Burns moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 3-0. Browns. Larry Boerner now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Levy reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Bengo moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Browns. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Shult moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Levy reaches second base with a double. There goes Bengo trying to get to home. Whatwood throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Connolly, who tags Bengo, who came all the way from first, for the out. Levy moves to third. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The slide. Connolly applies the tag. Levy is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Boehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Shult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shult moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to third. Pickering moves to second. George Stumpf pinch hits for Larry Boehner. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf takes first base on ball 4. Jolly scores. Pickering moves to third. Connolly moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Ivy Andrews pinch runs for George Stumpf. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosselin for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive to left field. Jolly throws towards the plate. Connolly fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Connolly. Sherin scores. Melillo moves all the way to home. It's 6-2, Browns. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bengo moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pickering strikes out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Connolly and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into McManus, who tags Bengo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Burns scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bengo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate pinch hits for Bob Klein. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Tate reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.